Yeah, we're looking in the right direction, which is the most important thing. We're getting results away from home at Southend. Fantastic result. Crawley away, 2-2. You know, brilliant, brilliant form. Our home form has been what we recognised at the start of the season as being the most important thing for us. And setting a new record and see how far we can push that now.
But you're facing a side who are re-galvanised under Mark McGee.
Yeah, I always felt that, that if they got themselves back to confident ways that they would push themselves up. I didn't see them languishing down the bottom, and they've got themselves out of it with obviously through Mark's work, and the players who were there. Were the players underachieving under the last manager? Were they motivated enough? I'm not sure where that lack of form or lack of ability came from, but most of the sides in the division have had runs of goodness and badness, and you know it's how you come through those and being strong in your mind that you're doing the right things day in, day out. And if you need to change personnel, then so be it. But some of those players are still at the club who the ones who are having a poor run. So Mark's gone in there, a fresh manager, sometimes changes things. It doesn't always happen. They're certainly a team that are playing with confidence now.
And the sort of manager, I guess, who you aspire to, a good, solid Football League manager who has a reputation for going into clubs like Brighton, like Bristol Rovers, and turning things around and getting results quite quickly. You did it at Newport, you've done it here.
Yeah, it's you know it's the challenge for managers or clubs who haven't got the financials to go and buy the ready-made product. We're not a Swindon. We've got to develop players. We've made assets at this football club, which is great. And Mark has been there and seen that and been around in many clubs. So you can only look at him and say, you know, I'm proud to be standing next to him in a dugout. I want to beat him. He wants to beat me. We've had a conversation already this season when he got into the club about football, and you know, I'll be looking forward to seeing him.
Finally, another win. Who knows?
Who knows? Exactly. You've just said that. We're trying to go around things very quietly. We're doing the right things day in, day out, and the players are getting stronger, which is good for me. They're getting stronger in their fitness. I'm delighted that their work ethic and their appetite is still there.